T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Noah Syndergaard last night, outstanding. And I would imagine that you're very happy that the slider, which has been sometimes great, sometimes not, was kind of put on the shelf last night. Great command of the fastball and good curveball and changeup too.
Yeah, you know what? He made the adjustment. And that's what you need to do. You don't always know what you're going to have when you go into any certain game. So to get frustrated by something that might not be there is not always the best route. He did a great job of understanding that and sticking with what worked last night, and it was outstanding. He's got 4-plus pitches, and not all of them are going to be going at any given time. And when he makes the adjustment, he's going to be able to pitch with any of those pitches. He can go out there and throw 2 pitches in any given outing and have success. So that was a great job by him at identifying what he needed to do and going out and getting it done.
His battery mate gave him a big big boost in the first inning. He's familiar with hitting here and got a big one for you.
He did. It was nice to see him pull a ball, especially pull it in the air and get that grand slam. You know, it's something that they've been talking about a lot, working on diligently in the cages just to get the head out and get the ball, you know, out in front of home plate so he can get the ball in the air, because he's got tremendous power. You know, you see the guy, he's a big, imposing figure out there, and when he gets the barrel to the ball, he can hit it hard. So just to hit the ball in the air a little bit more to do more damage is going to be a plus, and he did it last night.
It's interesting looking at his numbers with runners in scoring position as opposed to when the bases are empty. Very, very stark.
Yeah. You know what? He's had success driving in runs this year, especially early in the season, because he does have that middle of the field approach. But you have to take some of those opportunities and try to get the head out and pull the ball as well sometimes. And he understands that, and he's going to get going in that direction.
Wilmer Font tonight, you got 4 innings the last time in San Diego. Can you get 5 or 6, do you believe, tonight?
Yeah, you know, it all depends on how efficient he is with his pitches. I loved what I saw out of him in his first start. Good pitch mix. Had a lot of composure on the mound. That's what stood out the most to me. And he's going to have 80 pitches to work with today, and we'll see how far he goes. I'm not really concerned about how deep he pitches. I just want him to go out there and use his stuff to the best of his ability and get ahead and see what happens, and then we'll fill in behind him as needed.
Well, you have some guys in the bullpen who might raise their hand today, like Robert Gsellman, who hasn't pitched in a while, but he and Lugo have pitched very well for you.
Yeah, they have, and it's nice every now and again to get that 5, 6, 7 days off, because you know when things are going good, you're going to get used a ton, and things usually even themselves out. So what you do is embrace the rest at the time. But like you said, they're going to be raising their hand. They want to get out there pitching again, and we want to get them pitching again, because if those guys are pitching a lot, that means we're winning games.
You have J.D. Davis at third tonight. He's in the 2 spot. Rosario was there last night. You have a lot of guys. McNeil could be in that 2 spot if you needed him, but he's a good leadoff hitter. And Jed Lowry, if he ever gets here, is probably an ideal 2 hitter too.
Yeah, absolutely. And Alonso succeeded in that spot. I think that what it allows us to do is on any given night maximize the matchups and our ability to score runs in our lineup. And today we feel J.D. in that spot is going to help us out. And we also really like the flexibility that our players have and just go out there and play the game and not care what spot they hit in. And that really allows you to utilize every one of your players to the max.
Mickey, you have Wheeler and then DeGrom, the next 2. After that, Steven Matz throwing a bullpen today, and Vargas as well. How are you going to play that at this point?
You know, I think Vargas and Matzy are getting close. We still need to figure some things out. Matz is throwing a bullpen today. We got to see how he bounces back tomorrow. Vargas threw a bullpen yesterday, bounced back pretty good today, so we're going to sit down with him, have a conversation, and see what route we want to take. You know, I could see him doing a number of things, whether it's another up-down bullpen, whether he goes and has a rehab outing in the minor leagues, or we activate him here. We're going to talk to the player and see what he's comfortable with.
Okay. Good luck tonight, Mickey. Thanks.
Thanks a lot, Ed.